So we said that behavior chaining breaks a large task into small steps. It helps teach by allowing the person to learn each step slowly. Actually, this technique is quite helpful in assisting children to learn a routine task that is repetitive, such as using the bathroom, brushing their teeth, or completing a work task. So let me tell you of my own experience with this when I taught my children to wash their hands by using the idea of behavior chaining. We know that washing your hands consists of a couple sequential steps, which I broke down into 5 steps. 1. Turning on the water. 2. Putting your hands under the water. 3. Rubbing the soap on your hands. 4. Rinsing your hands under the water. And 5. Turning the water off. I taught my children 1 step per day to make sure they knew exactly what to do. After learning each step, they can link the entire process together. Thusly, I successfully used the behavior chaining to teach them to wash their hands.